Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
No. Get on your knees. It's wonderful.
Request denied.
I do not buy that Alex Smith and his whatever that thing is that's dangling on his hip, because I don't believe it's a leg.
Whoa.
It's not. Have you seen that thing?
Yeah, I would agree.
It's not a leg. It's just not. I've got like a 30-incher you can have
if you
want.
Well, you gave me a 30-incher. I have it.
Hondo P.
Been following that Casey White. Vicky White thing,
a little bit.
The prison escape.
I'm familiar with it. I don't know why they keep saying the height of the prisoner. I don't know why that he's
was
six,
he tall?
He's 6'9".
Oh,
so
because it's unusual. That's
well,
why.
I just feel like they're implying that he's packing heat, because clearly she was sexually like coerced by him, right? Like she's willing to give up her whole life for this inmate. So if you don't know, it was a prison guard, right, who has helped this inmate escape, and now they're on the lam together. And
it's over.
It's over?
Yeah.
I just feel like in every single article, they have to lead with, she helped a 6'9 inmate. Like, what? Are you just saying that must be, I just have always thought that they're just doing that, so it's like he's packing heat, and that must be why she helped him.
There was a police chase. Evansville, Indiana, and they got him, and she killed herself, actually.
Oh, she killed herself?
Yeah.
Wow.
Self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Wow. Gosh, I hope the 6'9 was worth it.
Yeah.
Like, what? I mean, and by all accounts...
Weird story.
Yeah, by all accounts, everyone that worked with her said she was a very good officer, said she was a nice lady, just...
She got in too deep, man. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, I
see no way out, especially if you're on the national news every night.
Yeah,
and then it's like, oh boy.
But don't you know when you're helping the 6'9 escaped murderer, that you know that that's kind of the end of your life? Did you think that you guys were gonna get away and like run up like flee the country?
Exactly.
I mean, like how dumb
can
you be?
I think she just got in too deep with the hottie, the 6'9 hottie.
Yeah,
and his bulging penis.
That thunder from down under. Was going to get him. Yeah, he was 6'9", 260. Yeah. And of course, he had a tattoo on his neck. Don't forget about that.
Of a bulging penis?
Wouldn't that be something? I did see a story about how a guy got his penis regrowing on his arm.
We already did that story.
Yeah. We've done that.
Yeah.
He's back in the news, though.
This show has covered that. Why? What'd he do?
He wants to stoop Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
She, I guess, talked about him
somehow.
And he took that opportunity to chat with her on social media and say, hey.
How'd that work?
Yeah, you like this?
I don't think she's responded, but no. I think
penis
he's trying.
Yeah.
So he, refreshing my memory, he had a penis grown from his arm.
Yeah, so I'm trying
Didn't he lose his?
He lost his, and so they...
his penis, not his arm.
His penis, yes. So they regrew his schwanz.
On his arm.
On his
New
arm.
And improved, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah, didn't they have like a bit of it, and then they put it in there and grew like a tail?
They grew a tail?
No.
It grew like
it
a tail.
It grew like a tail. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
His penis has a tail?
It just was there on his forearm, which... I find it weird because he was telling the story about once he was helping someone like get something off a shelf and the penis fell out of his sleeve, which, you know, because he had to live with it for like 5-6 years. And I got to think, if you are regrowing a penis, isn't there a better place to put it than on your forearm?
Apparently not, because now he's known.
Why wouldn't you put it down where your old one was?
Well,
because now he's penis arm guy.
Yeah. Well, not anymore. They reattached it. So they cut it off his arm and they reattached. Now it's on him. I guess you can't grow it there. You have to grow it somewhere else and then have it implanted. But yeah, he said that like he hit some relatives in the face with it while giving someone a hug and he burned it while cooking. It just seems like a very inconvenient place to have a penis. Like I would think that you would like grow it like maybe like on your belly or... Like
on your leg?
Yeah, an upper thigh.
Because you're already used to it kind of over in that area?
Right? Yeah, just put it, you know.
What if you made it a tail? Let's get weird.
What about city?
What is it with you and tails?
Well, I don't know. I was just kind of...
Are we finding out a new Isaac Rob fetish here?
I'd like to have a tail.
There are people that have tails.
Well, I know that.
Yeah, but what kind of
tail? We're just finding out that Rob loves them.
Look, I'm with Rob on this one. If you told
tail
me,
would be kind of cool.
If you told me I could have a useful tail, like a monkey tail.
Yeah. That reach I could, out and grab stuff.
Yeah, that I could pick up stuff with and that it was functional.
Beat people with it.
I'd be on board with a tail.
Much like alligators do.
Although sitting and everything.
So you're saying you would walk up to somebody and instead of a hammer, you would threaten them with your tail.
I don't know. I wouldn't threaten anyone. I'm not a threatener.
You said you could beat people with it.
Well, look. Well,
give me your coat and wallet or else I'll beat you with my monkey tail.
No, I'd be the other way around. If somebody threatens me, watch out. I've got a tail. They wouldn't mess with me.
Well, but again, you're going to have to pick what kind of tail. So do you want like a gator tail? Because that, like, if you're talking about
too hefty.
Or do you want like a pickup tail? Because the pickup tail is not going to be able to do anything for you in a defense.
I want a pickup tail.
Yeah, then it's not a defense thing. The monkey can't hit you with its tail. That's not going to do anything.
Well, but like, I don't know, man. Dog's tails sometimes get
yeah, they get going a little bit.
Catch you in the eye. It's like, damn it, that thing hurts. You know,
I'm with you, man. I outside of a little inconvenience, like when you drive and stuff, because like, where do you put it? I think there's some benefits to the tail. I think it'd be kind of cool. I don't know. I kind of like. I think it'd be one thing to have like a little pickup tail, but yeah, what if you had like a cool dinosaur tail with spikes on it or something? You had a real defensive sort of tail. That thing would be kind of badass. Get in a fight and you just turn around and start swinging that thing. It's like a mace.
All right, I've got UFO news. And I've got today in Vladimir Putler news.
Boy, did you see his little...
We got a lot of bits of Putler news.
Yeah, his... speech, dude, that dude is gone.
So we'll get to that coming up next. It is 6:13.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, UFO news. I alerted you to this earlier.
Yeah,
I think you have now seen it.
Yeah.
So here's your homework if you haven't seen it. They are saying it's the best photograph of a UFO ever taken, and it has been released, showing a metallic flying saucer zooming underneath an airplane.
And it doesn't look real at all.
It has been released 50 years after it was first shot. Aerial photographer Sergio Loaiza was using a 100-pound map-making camera as he flew over Costa Rica. He was around 10,000 feet.
That's a big-ass camera, by the way.
Yeah.
It was 50 years
ago. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was scoping out the land ahead of the construction of a hydroelectric project near a volcano. As he flew over a lake, he snapped multiple high-resolution black-and-white photos of the lake and surrounding rainforest at 20-second intervals. In this one frame, it's one frame.
Yeah.
Time-stamped, 8:25 a.m., a shiny metallic disc, which looks eerily like a classic alien flying saucer, can be seen between the ground and his aircraft.
Or someone just photoshopped a symbol onto an aerial photograph, which is what it looks like. And now they've blown it up and they've put color on it, which makes it look even more like nothing. This is why it's hard. Now with photographs or even videos, I think it's almost impossible to come up with anything that we're going to be impressed by. Like, I've seen Independence Day. Someone could blow up the White House and be like, yeah, I've been done. Seen it. It's really hard for any sort of photograph to make any sort of ripple in this UFO, Bigfoot, whatever, search for the chupacabra, you know, any of that. It's just all, we're just instantly going to go with, it's fake.
Yeah, the fake thing's hard to get around.
Because look, some of the fakes that are out there are really stinking good. They look, a lot of the fakes look better than this.
If it's real, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
If it's real. They say that in this frame, oh wait, I already read that part. It said the strange object is only visible in frame number 300 of the images. There's no sign of it in either frame immediately before or after. That's what's interesting.
So he only photoshopped it in the one frame and in none of the others, right?
And they say the pilot nor his three crew members saw anything during the actual flight.
It's because it wasn't there. Right? Like, what would it take? I'm being dead serious. What would it take for you, Isaac Roth, to fully believe in aliens?
Oh, I believe in aliens. Like, I just don't think that...
No, if someone comes out and says, I have proof that aliens exist, what would it take? What sort of evidence would you need for you to be like, that's authentic, that's real? Because for me, that bar is so high.
Yeah.
I'm not certain, outside of them showing up at my house and sitting down for a nice meal and having a chat, I'm not certain what it would take for me to buy in.
I guess it's just, it would be the collective, the only thing you can rely on is when something like that comes out and people question it. Over time, the collective, the media landscape, individuals that are in the know. I mean, if it's real.
Yeah.
I think they would eventually figure out that it is, right? Like, there would be so much digging done into it. And there are people that know about it.
Yeah.
And I think you just got to rely. That's my best answer. Like, I don't really have a good answer. That's the only thing. It's
I think I need a press conference.
With the alien?
With the alien. I need I don't know, Oprah or Maury.
Well, you're not going to believe that.
Well,
a little alien sitting up there. You're this is stupid.
If I saw the hovering craft go down, the little ladder come down, Nanu Nanu comes out, sits down for a face to face. Like, I'd be like, okay. That, but a photograph, I don't think that there is, you could take a photo of any unknown entity, from Loch Ness to Dracula to Bigfoot to aliens to whatever. There's not a photograph on Earth that you could take that I think I would believe. I would instantly go down the road of, damn.
In like, this day and age, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because anything can be
changed.
Yeah.
And the fact that this is so sharp, it like makes it worse.
Right?
Imagine how blurry, when it's blurry, you're like, oh, I could see that. And now that it's like a super clear photo, you're like,
Yes. Like they enhanced.
Is someone holding a toy in front of their camera?
Exactly. Like, they enhanced it. And the saucer looks so metallic and just, it stands out so much from the background. Yeah, you're like, all right, someone built a little, 50s ray gun ship and flew it out there.
Well, now, see, here's the thing. There is something called Uncanny Valley, where something looks so real that it actually looks fake. So maybe it looks so real that it makes us think it's fake, but that's actually their technology. Hmm. If you want to go conspiracy theorist on it.
Now, this one's right. One probing, that's all it would take for me to believe. Yes, if I was probed.
Well, sure.
Then, yes, I would.
But they would wipe your memory.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Some people obviously remember the probings. What if I was into it?
Well, like, they remember the feeling they have after they wake up.
I'd be like, hey, guys, no need to wipe the memory. I'm in. Let's do this.
I've done this before.
Yeah. One giant poke for Sukanik, one giant poke for mankind. Let's go.
Hey, if they said, so let's say they had an alien.
Yeah.
And the alien's one request was to probe a human.
Yeah.
And they needed a volunteer.
Yeah, probe me.
They called you. Now, there's no guarantee you live.
Oh, so it's just a random
probe. Dude, you don't know what their probing is going to be.
Oh, like, that's true.
My thing about aliens is, you know, we have the stupid movies and the, you know, E.T. and all that.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody can wrap their mind around what it actually really looks like.
No.
It's out there.
Yeah. No.
But you just said we can't comprehend.
No.
What that might be like.
You
now,
don't know.
If we're playing a new fun game of, oh, let's just see what it's, you know, like, I'll just volunteer myself up to be pro. No, thanks. It's not like it's going to be pleasant.
It is true, because think about it. I always do this. If we as humans, because all we
maybe have, it is pleasant.
I don't think it is.
I'm guessing
maybe
it's not.
Maybe they put a little, like, laughing gas and
is it like
away
the,
you go.
Is it like the Avatar aliens?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, a little loincloth thing happening there.
But it's not. See, that anything
like
you see
aliens?
In the movies. Here's the thing. Anything you see in the movies.
It's not it.
Guarantee you it's not like that.
Yes. Because all that can go on is what we know about humans.
The aliens are among us already. They look like us.
It's possible.
I'm a big another dimension guy. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
There are other dimensions.
Sure.
But and if, that's where they reside.
But if, and maybe they're way better, but all I can go on is human nature.
That's where they reside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There aren't alien life forms on other planets in our own universe?
I think
Mike, you're so dumb.
Yeah, idiot. Yeah, field mouse, Mike. I think to contact...
I just like how you just were glossing over Rop just going, I think we have parallel dimensions.
Well, if they said, hey, there's life, but it's in another dimension and human beings don't have the capacity to tap into that dimension, is that believable to you? That's entirely believable.
I don't think it's any.
That is not out of the realm of possibility.
I don't think it's out of the realm versus someone that comes from a gajillion light years away.
Exactly.
So
could they not both be in the same realm?
Look, it's not any more ridiculous than the idea that the Sky Jew is watching you and what you're doing. And if you do something wrong, he sends a thunderbolt at you.
What do you think about the Sky Jew, Mike?
First, I'm hearing of it.
You ever thought about that?
Someone does a great bit on there that says, man, for a guy that created the entire universe, he sure seems to be concerned about what I do with my holes an awful lot. He took the time to create everything, but he's very concerned.
He sure seems to be focusing on this one planet a lot.
And what I'm doing with all my orifices. Yeah, that's not any more ridiculous than anything like that. All I'm saying is what I know about humans, that's the only thing I can relate to what an alien would be like. And I will agree with you on this, that if we caught something, if we had an alien and we were going to do stuff to it, you wouldn't want to be that alien. Because we would E.T. the hell out of that thing and it would not be pleasant for E.T.
So you wouldn't let him probe you?
No. I mean, I'd like to. I think it'd be kind of fun to be like, all right, you know, I'm going to be the one. Let's go see what the aliens are about. But you're right. I can't guarantee a fun probing. I can't. chances are that thing, they're taking samples of some stuff, and I'm coming out with some Swiss cheese.
Yeah, but the other thing is, you know, you're, how old are you, 43? 42?
Yeah, 43, almost 44.
Let's say it's 20 years from now, 30 years from now, you're 72.
Yeah, I got nothing to lose. Probe it. I'm doing
you,
it.
You could be the guy. Like, let's go. You would see what no one else ever saw.
70 years.
Now, you're probably going to die.
70 years and above, I'm going.
And it's probably painful.
You got to do it. 70 and above, what else am I doing with the rest of my life? Besides, I tell you what, large amounts of drugs, I'm going for it.
That is a sweet way to go out.
Yes.
No matter how painful.
And everyone knows, right, that I'm giving up myself for the,
yeah,
you know.
They know we're sending you up there.
Let's go.
You're a hero.
Let's go.
And you go up there.
I'm going out on my shield, or in this case, going out on my swollen fanny, but I'm doing it.
And you don't return.
Yeah.
And we don't know what happened to you.
That's all right.
They can't explain your disappearance.
You can all... But yeah, it's going to
live. Then again, they can't explain anything because they don't speak English.
Are we assuming you're dying from this? Like, maybe you can go live with them after they probe you.
Brother.
You don't know, but my guess is no.
No.
Like, maybe they're like, hey.
We're not assuming.
We like this Jason Satanic.
It's odds, man.
It's odds.
It's the odds.
Again, think about the humans. When we take the monkey and we start putting cosmetics on it, that monkey doesn't get to go live in...
Well, maybe it's a peaceful species.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I think it's more like the Predator. I think the probe's going to be with those two metal things that it shoots out of its forearm. I don't think that's going well.
All right. Up next. Oh, did you see what they want to send up to space to attract the aliens? Did you see that story?
Is it a,
ooh, I did see that.
Is it a photo of a backside that just says probe?
Kind of.
A little bit.
See,
a little bit.
We're on to something.
I'll have that story for you next, and then we'll get to today in Pootler news. Here's Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, so we were talking about extraterrestrials, aliens.
The possibility of being probed.
Yes, we were talking about that too.
We're talking about parallel dimensions and...
Yeah, we found that Rob believes in aliens, and he thinks they're in another dimension, which
correct.
Is pretty cool.
Well, I think that's plausible.
I'd be on board with another dimension. Let's go.
Are there places in our dimension where it's thinner and we can, like, interact somehow? The walls between us.
I'm not going to lie. I don't understand dimensions. I don't get any of that. I just think it's kind of cool. I've seen Doctor Strange, though, so let's go with that.
Well, as the saying goes, and it's not a saying, so as the science says?
Yes.
If odds of life originating spontaneously on a planet were 1 billion to 1 against, okay?
It seems like long odds.
Nevertheless, that improbable event would still happen on 1 billion planets. Why? That's how many planets are out there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So think about that. So, of course, there's life somewhere else.
There was a mathematician that said that. He said it is statistically impossible.
That's right.
That we are the only ones. He said they may have come before us. They may come after us.
Exactly. But it is they may live in another dimension.
Well, Isaac brought this to the show years ago, and I have reread this multiple times. The Fermi paradox.
Yep.
Is the conversation of why we haven't met aliens yet.
Correct.
And what the reasons could potentially be for that.
We're very short. If you look at the history of just Earth, just our planet.
Yeah.
We've been here for a sniffle.
No, and there is a possibility. A lot of people think they've already come. They came down when we didn't have the ability to write it down, record it, or if we did write it down. A lot of people that look at stuff in Egypt and with the Amazon tribes and whatever.
This is where the Ancient Aliens show comes in.
Yeah, that weird dude who looks exactly like he should be hosting Ancient Aliens say that, that we did record it. It was just very rudimentary, carvings and stories and whatnot.
Well, anyway, NASA is planning on launching nude images into space as part of its latest attempt to make contact with other intelligent life.
We know what the aliens are into.
How about that?
All right. Now,
in doubt, shoot them porn.
What nudes, though?
Well,
if you're sending my nudes, that's different than if you're sending David Beckham nudes.
This is where it gets a little disappointing.
Oh, man.
The proposed unsolicited pictures won't be graphic photographs of actual naked humans like you might think. Instead,
are we sending the joy of sex? Are we sending copies of that out into space?
Are we sending a diagram of what the human body looks like?
Yes. It's not even the joy of sex. It's basic illustrations of the human form, including the penis and the boobs, the boobies.
And the vagina.
And the vagina. They are basic anatomical drawings of a man and a woman accompanied by a depiction of DNA.
Boy.
The humans are waving.
Wait. We're sending our DNA out into space? No. A depiction of it?
No, depiction of it.
It's just a
diagram.
So what you're saying is when Predator's out there, he is now receiving our weaknesses via us sending it to them. Look at how soft and squishy they are. They have this DNA structure. That's how they're humans.
Oh. Never thought about that.
Let's splice up that DNA and destroy the entire race.
The humans are waving, likely to make them seem more welcoming to the galaxy and not at all creepy. These sketches were revealed in a study that's part of a NASA project called Beacon in the Galaxy, which aims to spark communication with any alien civilization that might be out there.
What if to the aliens, a wave means I'm going to murder you?
Yeah, I don't know. Either that, I'm with Mike, because...
This is a lot of assuming that the aliens are like us again. This is from NASA.
From an evolutionary standpoint, we are giant candy asses.
They don't know what else to do.
We don't have claws. We don't have thick skin. We are totally lame. Now, we can kill the S out of stuff, but just sending photos of our squishy bodies, it's basically saying invade us, right?
We won't be able to defend ourselves. Look at the armor we don't have on our bodies.
Although, let's say it's a race of giant bugs or something, they're going to be surprised when they come down here and they're going to be like, oh wait, the one thing that we do better than anything else is kill. We kill everything. We got a bunch of bugs come down thinking we're a bunch of squishy bros, and we're like, hey, we got this stuff called Raid, and now your ass is ours.
What if they're building size bugs?
Well, then we're in some trouble.
Do we have a building size can of Raid?
Now we have missiles and lots of them. I think, honestly, if you said that there's one thing in the universe, if we did have other species out there, other dimensions, whatever, if you had to say what we're better at than anyone, I would say killing. It is the thing that from a historical standpoint, we do it better than anything else we do. There's nothing else we do to the same tune as we kill everything. So I actually think in that standpoint, maybe we got a puncher's chance.
We may not look like much, but we're kind of the Wolverine of the universe. We don't look very tough, but you get us in a corner, we're going to come out swinging. Just think of all the aliens coming down and find out you're in the Midwest and all the rednecks start showing up with their shotguns. They're like, what is happening here? You got Cletus out there, and he's been waiting for it. You got he's got with his Kansas militia. He's been stocking up AR-15s for a decade waiting for this. It's his time to shine.
They are a determined lot. I wouldn't want to mess with them.
No, absolutely not.
All right, up next. Oh, we're out of time. Shoot, I have today in Vladimir Putler news.
Yeah, he gave his little speech today.
But today in Vladimir Putler news will have to be tomorrow in Vladimir Putler news.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
And his super yacht has been confiscated. Did you see that?
No, I'm sure he's heartbroken.
The Italians. Yeah, I was wondering if he cared, but...
I think that pisses him off.
The Italians got it. Yeah, I do. I do think it pisses him off. At least I hope. John, though, wraps it up next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In with Big John Sakanik on 1080 The Fan.
Now, before we get to John, would you like to guess how old Al Horford is? Because doesn't he seem old?
Yeah, he seems like he's been around forever. I'll go like 36.
Yeah, I was going to guess 37.
All right, he's 35. The Milwaukee Bucks cannot stop him right now.
Al Horford?
Yes, old-ass Al Horford.
He's been around a long time.
And by the way, this game is fantastic if you're not watching it.
Yeah.
Celtics-Bucks. You know what was also fantastic was our catch today.
Yes, it was. I enjoyed it. I understand in the confines you're actually doing your job. It would have been nice to play a little bit longer with you, but we'll do it again. But yes, I thoroughly enjoyed having a catch with you, Isaac, today. Thank you for being a part of it.
Yeah, entirely too short, but maybe next time we'll do it after the show or something. I did enjoy the women that were walking by that you thought were oogling at you and I throwing, you know, having a catch.
They were definitely looking at us, right? And you saw them. Like, they went out of their way to stare at us. And I thought, like, I'm not stupid, right? They're not like, hey, look at that guy. I mean, they might have with you, just the beefcake and the grace and everything right there. I mean, I get it. But, like, they were definitely staring at us. And for some reason, I was like, we've never seen these guys play catch, but, like, we're just playing catch. And so I made that comment, like, hey, just a couple of dudes playing catch. And then they were quick to point out that they were looking at the flowers behind us and had nothing to do with us whatsoever.
Yeah, we're looking at the flowers. Idiot. I thought she was a scout for the Phillies.
You did snap off kind of a curveball, and I think she caught it. So maybe she took note of it and was just like, that guy's got insane breaking stuff. Yeah.
Discovered right there on the banks of the poop-filled Willamette during hashtag that? Catch 365.
Well, it was day 69.
Yes.
So, you know, we're outside by the river. The ladies are coming by. Day 69.
Who better to get day 69 than me?
Have you heard about Jamie Moyer? Here comes Isaac Rob.
Right? It could happen. You never know. So, yes, it was enjoyable.
I think we know, John.
Hell, the way these guys hit, I could get them out. Half of these guys are hitting 140.
I bet you. Well,
no, sucks.
Stop, John. Stop. I see where you're going with there, and stop.
No, I know that. I'm just saying. I, that mouse. Was more of a referendum. That was more of a referendum on the lack of good hitters in baseball right now.
They're ooh, almost cussed. They're crappy.
Yeah, you almost went down though. They're so bad, I'd get them out. No. No, you wouldn't.
I could strike out a few of them, though. Those guys are terrible.
No.
Have you seen Nestor Cortez? He's just throwing drunk up there. I can
swing at everything. All right. Well, anyway, it was great. It was great. I enjoyed it.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you you being a part of it. So I will say this, Big Duke. Did Mom call you and try to get on the radio?
Yes. She called during the break and wanted to come on.
Because she's not. Now, credit to you for being wise enough to not put her on, but she's not happy with you right now. As you know, I went over to dig the hole, and I got an earful of why wouldn't you put you on the radio? And I think we all know the answer to that. But just so you know, she's a little bit upset at you.
She couldn't kind of grasp the concept that she can't call my cell phone and then magically have it transferred onto the radio. And she called while I was on commercial break.
What was she mad about? What was happening?
The shoe thing. You guys were making fun of my shoes.
She was, yes, but she, wait a minute. She was defending those old shoes that you were wearing?
No, I think her whole point was, I told you guys that I was wearing them because I was going to go do various yard work for her.
Right.
And you guys didn't. Jay didn't believe me, and he's right. Look, it's an apartment. There's little.
There's no yard.
But there is landscaping and bushes and things. And I think she was just trying to defend that. Yes, I'm actually coming over to do yard work. Huh. And so she tried to stick up. And I told her, look, you can't. That's a losing fight. You can't fight that with Jay. He's, you know. So, but I will tell you guys this. Let me ask you guys this. So. As part of my landscaping duties today, I had some hedge clippers, and I was trimming a shrubbery, so to speak. And, you know, the electric hedge clippers, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course.
I cut through the extension cord.
Ooh, what?
And, I was trimming. I had the extension cord. I was trimming the hedges, and all of a sudden, it just stopped. And I'm like, well, what happened? Did it come unplugged? And I was like looking around. Nope, cut the extension cord. So my mother says to me, you could have been killed. I don't think I could have. What level of risk was I at,
zero.
In your opinion, cutting through the extension cord with the hedge clipper?
Zero, John. Zero. And this is why I wasn't going to bring Mom on, because she's going to defend your landscaping. Because according to our 70-year-old mother, what you're doing out there constitutes the hardest day labor that anyone has done since Rambo was put in that rock prison. And because in her mind, you cutting through the extension cord with the hedge clippers, John, you just experienced a near death sort of thing. You're lucky to be alive, which is why our mother did not come on to defend the landscaping that you were doing.
And that's what she said. And I said, I'm pretty sure it doesn't work that way. I don't think I was in any danger. She's like, oh, no. Like, you could have been killed right there.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
That's our
I don't
mother.
Know. And then she says, ask your brother. You better ask your brother. I'll be listening. You ask him.
So, yeah, you're in no danger from the hedge clippers.
I did ruin an extension cord, though. So I owe her an extension cord. I felt pretty silly for that.
It's also, my mom lives about 2.5 miles from me, and I will ride my bike over there, and when I get there, my mom is stunned at the physical exertion that I could possibly get over there without a car. Floored. And then one day I had the nerve, Rob, to walk my dog over there. Couldn't believe it. I had to come in and sit down and have something to eat and some Gatorade, because I easily could have passed out. I walked over there. That's our mother.
Her existence is pretty much that little apartment. She didn't get out very often. No. So I think when she's exposed to the outside world, it's a little bit shocking. Like, I don't know, Mon, Pa, Rop, are they out on the town cruising around, or are they pretty much homebody?
Well, Mom is home. She's very home and always has been. Dad is usually out and about, but... You know, open heart surgery can slow you down a little bit. So
it'll knock you down a little bit.
But right now they're very much home. But they're very different. My dad is a busybody, and Mom is perfectly happy with the newspaper or a book at home.
Yeah, that's my mom. And if you expose her to the outside world, like yard work or my brother walking his dog over, it takes her a minute to adjust.
Yeah, she's floored. What is happening? Are you sure? It's very warm outside. Ma, it's 75. You better come inside and get something to drink.
She did. That's funny. She just loves that. After I cut the extension cord with the clipper, she did pour me a Diet Coke.
Yeah, that's about right.
All right, well, you have a wonderful evening.
All right, see you guys. All
right. What a show.
Wait till Wednesday.
Worn out. Yeah.
I mean, Tuesday, tomorrow.
Tuesday,
you know,
we'll see.
Whatever.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Buckle up.
We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.